too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a bitch.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops, spurs, oops.
To the flow now, ooh.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We are here, we are clear, we are just standing up tall and free and making magic happen. Woo-wee!
Oh, yay! Ow! Oh! Woo!
So it's come to that juncture, that we do our preaching. We're preaching the gospel. Darn skipping, we are preaching that gospel. Make it good. We're making it magnificent right here. Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Thank you.
beautiful souls, we are right here. We are right here. We're living it up and we're living free right now. So what is it in our highest good and our possibility right now that Spirit wants to tell us and Spirit wants to channel? See, these channelings right here in the speaking. Oh, yeah. What they do is they open up a new dimension. That we're here to tap into a new dimension and open up that new dimension and take in that new dimension. This isn't preaching about how you should live your life. This is opening up. This is you connecting to another dimension. So that space in your brain that is connecting to this and opening up and feeling it, it starts to expand, and it was always in there. It will be imprinted inside of you. This place that is you that gets to open up these different portals that are all around us. And we should have the ability to open up portals to yourself. We all have that place. Like I said, last meditation, we're born on from a star. We're birthed from a star. So let's get back to that star. So let's get in the highest good right now. Woo-wee, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Getting it out, getting it out. Another my life began, not in. Okay. So here we are to expand this right now. Here we go. Here's the element of good that is found within us right now, and infinite spirit comes forth as we give love and we say, I love you. I love all things that are good and magnificent and the real in the world right now, and that is me, and that is the visible me right now, and I reflect everything that is great. I reflect everything that is possible. I reflect the best that is yet to come right here in this earth plane through the spiritual realm. And infinite spirit says, pull your chin up, hold your head up high right now, and look towards the sky, look towards infinity. As we look up and we hold our head up, we look towards infinity, and in that infinite nature comes back to us. That infinite nature comes back to us and says, you have it all within you. There was nothing ever missing within you. In that moment that we say there is nothing that was ever missing with us, there was nothing that was ever with us, that we were left without anything that was with lack. And you see that abundance opens up the door real wide, wide open, and we expand. And that's the places inside of you. Those places where you feel expansive, those are the places you want to keep putting your bookmark and keep going back to. You've got to remember the times and where you feel expansive. What is it that you do in those places you feel open? You feel wide open and you feel like yourself. Who do you feel yourself? Like you could be your most self, most vulnerable around. Where are the spaces? Where are the activities that you're doing? This is a remembering right here and right now. You see, we remember exactly everything that is making us here, making us whole. Everything in our day-to-day world. What are the things that don't feel good? We gotta let it go. If you don't feel good, then you gotta let it go. If you ain't getting high, that you're damn near low. Oh, 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 there you go. Here we go, setting up our own chess game, playing side by side with the Saint Germain. Woo! You see that? You see that? If it don't feel good, you gotta let it go. And what are those places? What do you do? And when I say this, and when Spirit says this and communicates through me exactly what it is that you do, where exactly it is that you are, what exactly everything that you need right now in those times, in those spaces, in those places of who and what it is, you remember. See, this is opening up that dimension right now. You're remembering, and it's going to attract it just by speaking it into existence, just by speaking about the places and those times where you feel expansive. You speak it into existence just by talking about the places and the existence and the times and where you're feeling loved. All those activities that you do, every little thing, those things that make you you, that is going to come into existence now after this, after we speak this, after you listen to this channeling. More and more you're going to see it come forth to you. You're going to recognize it. More and more it's going to become noticeable. More and more you're going to say, how did I get this? How do I continuously get this? How do I continuously let this glow and let this grow? Because you're attracting more and more and more of it as we speak about it. We speak about these things. We speak about the things that give us the light, the things that make us smile and from ear to ear and give us that feeling that, oh, and it comes to the surface. Oh, and it comes to the light. Oh, and it comes all the way up, up, and we reach towards infinity. You see, we got to look up towards infinity. We got to hold our heads up high. We have to understand and step right into that confidence, that godlike confidence that shines, and we remember, oh yes, I am God today. Oh yes, I remember how human I am. But at the end of the day, after human happens, after a fate happens of transitioning, something inevitable happens after that fate of transitioning. After that comes eternity. After that comes infinity, never created nor destroyed. There you go. So what does that say? That you are God? What does that tell you? That you are God, that you are the Christ consciousness in the making right now. You are Christ consciousness in the self. They had the story about Jesus. Jesus is the most number one paid attention to figure. Why? Because it is a story about us. Jesus is here to tell us about who we are. Jesus is here to tell us about the magnificence. Tell me the story of Jesus. I like to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. That's you. That's the story of you. That's you. Incredible, magnificent things that Jesus has done. That's you right now, living in the flesh, living here, paying attention to this reality, remembering who you are, bringing it in. We're remembering exactly everything, our souls, past lives, this life right now. We have it made. We have it made, and just to be grateful and remembering this and flowing through this speech and flowing through this channeling right now. I cannot believe how blessed that this energy right here and me and being a witness to all of this is as if I left my body right now. I'm no longer here of me, but I am here and all at the same time and outside my body, inside my body. Here we are, and we are just this unity. We're this unity consciousness. We are one, one, one right now. The God self shines. The God self is one, and it never ends, and the light never goes out. You see, right here, right now, if you needed to hear this, if you needed to hear the uplifting of this playful energy, that's you. That's you coming into cosmic space. That is you coming into this cosmic infinite love, this cosmic infinite love that is loving you and beaming you and into the air and into the light, into the beautiful consciousness of who you are. And you come into contact with it. You always come into contact with it, and you're always here, and it will always, always be you. Love is here, and it is this the most magnificent place ever. You will always be loved. You will always be here. It is the God self that shines. It is the God self that is pure to your soul. And remembering right here, look at that energy as it goes up. These ladders, these staircases to heaven are always within you, inside of you. Those staircases to go up. The elevator goes up and you're going up. Remember those things that make you go up, and forget those things that keep you down. Forget the ego energy that weighs you down. It's all weight. Doesn't it feel heavy when you have to feel anger all the time? Doesn't it? And you have to react, and you're always reacting. Doesn't it feel heavy? Doesn't it feel heavy when envy is in the room? And don't know why that is. You don't even understand. Doesn't it feel heavy when these thoughts of sadness and despair and helplessness come across you and you can't even understand why you can't get out of it and you're sinking low, more and more you think about the I, the ego, the existence of yourself that is separate from everyone, doesn't it feel heavy? It feels heavy to judge constantly, criticize. Feels heavy to feel loss. You see, all of these emotions are just gateways into your better you of transitioning into the old patterns in which you've lived. Right now, we're transitioning into our higher self, and that higher self feels the higher possibilities more. The higher self feels the higher solutions more. They feel the higher solutions of joy more, you know? You feel that ability to choose love more. You no longer are so connected and attached with the self that is constantly taking itself unbelievably seriously, constantly being offended. So when we let go of that, that anger dissipates. We let go of the anger when we stop being so offended and we start just being light and we say, oh, yeah, and we start the laughing, and the laughing at ourselves begins. And when that happens, the gratitude could come in. And once the gratitude comes in, we remove the victimization of why me, or this always happens to me, or they're doing this to me, and they did this, and they did this, or it starts becoming, I have control over my actions. I remember what I attracted into this world. I remember that I attracted that experience. I remember somehow, some way, I am connected to those awful feelings or that behavior that I did not like that happened to me in some way or another. I attracted that. Now how do I fix it? How do I glow? How do I grow in that staircase of good feelings? And once you're at this gratitude, oh, then you get this happiness. You get this unbelievable shining light beam of happiness. It's like a beautiful ball, a beautiful light bulb that never goes out in your crown chakra. And it's lit. You're lit, baby. You're lit. So why don't we focus more on that? And when we get those feelings, those lower feelings, we need to remember it's connected with the self-importance. How much we are attached to the identity, and we release and let go. Right now, you are free, angel. You are free, beautiful one. You are a free, beautiful soul, and you are you, and there is nothing that can change that, and there's nothing, nothing. And we feel this. And the light in the air, and we say thanks, and we give grateful thanks for tonight. We give grateful thanks for being here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds and communicating with spirit. When you leave here from this beautiful channeling, you're going to remember. In this beautiful channeling, you're going to remember the light of spirit. You're going to remember all is well, and you're going to remember that place within you. And that hope, that dream, that godlike essence, and it flows and it goes. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, brought to you by Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and Channeling Infinite Spirit, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Please stay tuned, because at 7:40 we have the live angel messages for everybody. We have the live angel messages coming in right now. And we're going to continue. We're just going to continue with the beautiful, pleasant music and the beautiful, uplifting Americana. Because we got to heal. We got to heal that love right here where we live in our country. Giving gratitude to where we live. Giving beautiful gratitude to this beautiful place called the USA, called America. That touch of freedom, that touch of love, and that touch in the air. And how innovative. Oh, how innovative you are. Beautiful spirit. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful, beautiful love. Life. Beautiful life this is. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, time flies when we're having fun, and we're learning how to access spirit better. And these are some of the tools, like, you know, we did through the meditation, we're able to ask and see visually by sensing, feeling, touching the signs. And this channeling was about being able to remove these negative. And it's not just about trying to block out negative feelings and believe they don't exist and trying to avoid them. It's about understanding that they're attached to a place that believes we're separate from people. And when we start feeling certain things that are lower frequencies, that means we believe we're separate. And once we believe we're separate, that's where we become disempowered. You see, the unity is in the one, and when we feel connected, that's God. So once we feel connected to someone, other energy, we're feeling, that's that connection that we're actually feeling to God. So it's always a beautiful reminder to check in and take that personal inventory about the times where, okay, what are these reactions telling me where I'm at and where my state? Where are the people that are coming into my life? Who are these mirrors? Who are telling me what's going on? You know, what's up? There are teachers. They're telling us everything about what we need to know. And so let's dive in and continue to listen. So we'll be back with some more music. And we'll be back after this. So please stay tuned.
From the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Thank you.
is of roses in the prayer book you gave me. In the prayer book you gave.
Trouble in the air.
I see trouble in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I'm
right, what's up? You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Meet me in the light, getting long, got excited. Meet me in the light, getting long, got excited. Woo! Oh, anyways, let's do it up. I love you. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Just sing it out. Sing it out. So, guess what I have with me here? I've got some Archangel Michael card. Oracle deck. From the Oracle deck. That's right. So, within this message, we'll be pulling... decided to pull angel cards because it's all about connecting with our angels and creating more of a concrete... clear, receptive communication with spirit. And we went over that with, we were able to go over that in the meditation, you know, visualizing where we need healing, having our angels come and heal that place. And those things are going to come up. And don't be surprised if you had this, it may have been uncomfortable. I'm going to be honest. Don't be surprised, but I assure you, you're being healed right now. You know, or you may not have that experience. You may have had a wonderful experience, but you know, don't be surprised if something came up that you weren't expecting or you didn't realize, and you're like, oh my God, that was there, and it needs to heal. Spirit is going on right now. They're going to the site. They're going to the site of the issue, the site, the cell of the issue, and really doing some reconstructive surgery, spiritual reconstructive surgery on you with that. You're asking to heal this. You're asking to know what it's like to be able to detach yourself from the ego and that ego's place of self-importance and separation. So that's where we're at when we do this. So let's pick a card. Let's pick a card. Sorry. Your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. So how crazy is it that we are picking these cards while we're talking about our connection with spirit? Let's read this. My prayer, please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know that, oh my God, this is crazy, the divine guidance that I, oh my God, this is nuts. We literally went over this during the meditation. I'm sorry, let me read this. Please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine guidance that I have asked and prayed for. Allow me to keep my ego out of the way so your wisdom can come streaming through me for my own benefit and for those around me. Oh my goodness. So are you following along here? This is literally the card that I pulled, and this is literally the description, everything that we were talking about today. So spirit is definitely connected. So this is showing that this stuff works. It's very potent when we have so much intention and we're intentionally in it and we're intentionally connected to it. This is what happens. So this is exactly what goes on, and this is exactly the demonstration of what we are feeling and what we've come forth to understand about exactly what I was talking about. So please help me clearly hear, see, feel this here. And I was going through the senses and understanding, let's use all of our senses to discern what it is that we need. What it is that we need with our bodies and our mind, and to rejuvenate ourselves to better health and to fullness. So this card is very self-explanatory, but I feel like the message here is proof that angels are with us. This is proof right here. If you've been with us through the whole show, you're going to know that this is proof. This is exactly the topic of what we were talking about. And to pick a card that is basically saying word for word everything that we had said, this is your confirmation that it's working right now and it's happening and the healing is going on. So have this within your heart. The inner guidance is real and trustworthy. This is all real. Everything that's going on here, this is a connected, you are connected. And we're all doing this together. This is unity. This is a prayer unity happening. Beauty, where beauty is. Okay, so I'm very compelled to pull another Archangel Michael card. Yeah, we're working with the angels. We're working with Archangel Michael right now. It's beautiful. Admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. Ooh. Very, very bold. I appreciate your support in helping me face my feelings with grace and acceptance so that I can be loving, honest with myself and others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me courage and strength. Yes, admit the truth to yourself and act accordingly. Being able to go through these unpleasant things and unpleasant feelings and pleasant emotions are key to growth and healing. And a lot of times, and I'm sorry, so what I'm doing is reading what the message is from the angels of what I believe why I pulled this card is because a lot of times we tend to do things to avoid ourselves and avoid feeling bad feelings and escaping, whether it's through other people, whether it's through drugs and alcohol, whether it's through food, whether it's through money, shopping, gambling, you name it. Anything we can do to distract ourselves with pleasure, to basically what we do is to substitute that uncomfortable feeling and we put it with something that's pleasurable. So, but the problem with that is that it doesn't satisfy. It can't satisfy because it's a temporary fix. So once that moment is over, that temporary fix is over, we continue to go after it and we continue to chase it over and over and over and over again, not being fulfilled. So the moment you finally face that place where you're like, okay, I'm going to listen to this uncomfortability, I'm going to sit in this horrible, uncomfortable energy, it talks to you and it tells you, this is where you need to grow, this is where you need to change, and that's where you have the opportunity to do it. But we're not able to have that opportunity when we constantly try to numb it or pretend it's not there. So I feel like this is what it's trying to say. The message in a nutshell is, let's not ignore, you know, the elephant in the room. Let's not ignore these feelings and these emotions that we're going through that we don't want to deal with and why it's coming up and why are we reacting to this? Why is this affecting us? Why are we so affected? We have to look at how we react to certain things. That is going to reveal where we need to grow. Ooh, I'm loving these Archangel. I'm loving the Archangel Michael deck, the Archangel Michael cards. We're going to pull one more. I love you. Romance angels are helping. Ooh, we're still in the love month. Dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually delve into a truly intimate relationship. I feel like this is all connected to it's not just romance, it's all relationships. When we're asking for certain things, we have to deal with certain people and certain energies that come with it sometimes. Like, you know, if you want to make your dream come true, you're going to have to deal with people who are going to teach you the ropes sometimes. When you want to learn new things, you're going to deal with people who are going to teach you how to do certain things that you don't know how to do before, and they're going to be your teachers. And so I feel like it really speaks out to me that this isn't just having to do with romance. And so that goes a long way, where it's going to tell you when you're dealing with, when you fix these things, the ego and all these things, and where you can build more clarity. Not only are you, if you, when you create a better relationship with your spirit team, you're going to create a better relationship with the people and the earth plane, because we have to continuously have faith and continuously know that we're not getting our validation from the outside world, when we're constantly being able to go within, and spirit will always be there to help lift us up and support us and know our worth. So when we are lifted up and knowing our worth, and our glass is already full, we're not dependent on other people to continuously fill that glass. We're not continuously dependent on these unearthly outside sources to make us feel good all the time. We go within, we go to spirit. That's our source. That's our guide. That's our healer right there. They're the ones who help us to feel good. And when we get those signs, it's that confirmation and knowing. When we get the signs in our dream, when we get the connections in our dreams, and when we're dreaming and we can vividly dream and we can vividly imagine that place, and they come to us and they literally speak to us and give us the signs, or literally speak to us in meditation or waking day or whatever time it is, alpha states, we're there. So I believe that card was pulled to understand that when we get rid of that guck, we no longer are searching for that validation outside. We're more able to be in a state of I can give, and I'm trusting I'm going to receive. We're no longer in a fear of giving. We're no longer in a hoarding mode of I have to hoard my energy, I have to hoard my love because I'm going to be drained or people are going to take advantage of me. No, you're full. With that said, I leave you with the love and blessings of spirit. Thank you so much. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And I will be here next week and the week after, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar. And so we're outskies. And so I hope you enjoy this New Orleans Dixie Jazz Band, because it's a party in here and we're going to raise the vibration. So thank you for tuning in and uplifting the vibrations with love. Stay connected to spirit, because they're always here with you and they're always around. I love you. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
That was a great segue.